it was very powerful for me because anybody who was up there at the time and goes up there now, it looks very kind of peaceful and recovered, and there's green grass growing, and you cannot imagine the disharmony of the moment of a year ago, yet the ghost of it was very, very present for me as I was up there feeling haunted by it. And I've heard that expression used by others. It's a very profound feeling of loss up there. And that, with time, may dissipate, but it's an emotion felt by many who, the first responders, the family members, community who've been up there. And with time, maybe people will become more comfortable with that.
Where do conversations about landslide mitigation stand now?
I think the whole discussion about risk mapping Sitka. For example, we know in Cramer, where we have mapped, that there are high-risk zones, but we don't know, we haven't defined high risk. Does that mean there's a high risk that a landslide will occur in 50 years, 100 years, or 1,000 years? And what is our risk tolerance? And I think that's something we're looking at. This community came together in a very, very profound and potent way. And that still resonates with me, is that the strength of this community to come together during times of need and tragedy is really quite phenomenal and very empowering. And I think collectively it embraced those in most need, and certainly has instilled in me a sense of immense gratitude to my fellow residents and neighbors in Sitka.